Hi, this is Tracy Holloway, and this is a celebration meditation ceremony in honour of Imolc. Welcome. This powerful ceremony can be enjoyed as either a moving meditation, whether at home or to accompany you on a walk in nature perhaps, or as an inner journey to explore with your eyes closed. We highly recommend doing it in both ways if you can, to invoke different experiences, involving and meeting the needs of various aspects of yourself, and exploring a deeper connection both to yourself and to the natural environment. Eyes closed can be deeper, but moving can help with grounding and embodying, and both are equally relevant. It could also be used as a prelude to a dance process, should you wish to put music on at the end and move your body in whatever way feels natural, authentic, and right for you. In fact, this guided process potentially offers many opportunities for you to weave the energies of this celebratory time, weaving the energies in a way which suits your own unique practice, supporting and enhancing your own magical journey. You are your own magic, weaving yourself into being. Let us join together in sacred circle, in this sacred circle of light, in celebration of the imminent arrival of spring. You may wish to light a candle, or over the next few days, whenever you feel to, you can light a candle or candles in your home in honour of this special time and your own sacred work, reaffirming whatever intentions you wish to set. Over the next few days, you may also feel drawn to spend some time making a circular wreath of ivy, symbolising the eternal nature of nature, or a small bouquet of whatever native foliage you can find. Go for a walk with this intention and just let go into communion with nature. Allow the energies to simply guide you. See where you intuitively feel called to go and what magic you naturally feel called to weave. Perhaps take a small pair of cutters to snip those bits of foliage which call to you, which you wish to take into your home, bringing the magic home with you. And make sure you say thanks to each offering. In the Northern Hemisphere, we're at the midpoint of winter. It may still feel very cold for you. It's snowy here at the moment. There's snow covering the ground. But warmth is returning to the earth. And it's now time to put the darkness behind us and instead begin to gently stir new life into being. This time honours the ancient Celtic goddess Brigid, a beloved divinity and matron of many things, including pregnancy and childbirth and healing of all kinds, as well as poetry, creative inspiration and expression, and seeking deeper knowledge, exploring the unknown. And so you may feel called to create space in honour of this. In honour of this cycle. The word Imolc literally means ewe's milk in Old English. And for our pagan Celtic ancestors and those who continue to embrace these traditions, it's a festival time in celebration and honour of the birth of the first of the spring lambs and the flow of their mother's milk. It's all about new life and what it will take to sustain that life. An Imolc celebration is an honouring or recognition of this new cycle of life stirring and awakening, both within yourself and beneath the surface of the soil as it warms, as all those fresh, new, young shoots, that new life begins to emerge. It's such a special time to go for a walk and to see just how much new life there is. And those little buds on the trees, it's so wonderful to see them. Maybe you could snip a few twigs and bring those into your home and put them in some water and watch them come to leaf. Let your heart be filled with the magic of this time, knowing that just beneath the surface of the earth there is much magic occurring. The same is occurring deep within you. This preparation for spring will undoubtedly spring forth and bring a new chapter of your life into being. If Mother Nature were to clap her hands and say, "Come, come now, everyone, there's much to do," you can almost see the excitement of all those seeds and bulbs under the surface of the ground, delighted that it's finally their special time, their time to be busy, to awaken, to emerge. This is their ceremony. Their celebration. This is Imolc. As you tune in to the cycles and rhythms of the natural world, so you can come into alignment with the power that flows throughout all creation. This power is unstoppable. It is resilient. And at this time of the year, we celebrate this new phase as its rising power moves through us. And should we wish to be open to it, should we wish to allow, should we wish to take the time to tune in, should we wish to align with our own creative potency, should we wish to be humble as we once again emerge from the shadows of the darkness into the light, so we will see a new phase of life emerge, a new creative opportunity for self-expression and creative presence. Out of the darkness, out of that deepening time, what is it you've pondered? What is it you've let go of? And what is it that you're ready? You're ready to share, or to at least play with a little bit more. Imbolc can be a time to connect deeply with the heart and to work with the shadows. And you can continue your shadow work. It's a time of the light growing. It's also a time of letting go. Your gratitude for both the light and the dark will help you move through the shadows and make space for more light to grow within you. Each time you light a candle or switch on a light, give a moment of gratitude for the light and all it brings. And for those shadows which are falling away. Know that others in this network of light are also lighting their candles and their lights with mindful intention, hearts filled with gratitude, honouring the connection to the growing light all around in our day-to-day lives. This ignites the power of our unified light, light we will be working with over this coming year. If you haven't done so already and it's appropriate for you to do so, then this is the time when you may wish to close your eyes. If you're tuning in as a moving meditation, then now is the time to take your awareness within and deepen your connection to yourself. And breathe. Allow the breath to move through you. Notice your breath. Give gratitude for the breath you breathe. This ceremonial meditation is in honor of life. Your life. All life. The great gift which is life. Breathe and give thanks. As you breathe, allow each breath to soften you, softening you into a deeper process of personal awakening. Honoring your sacred path and the sacred work you're here to do. Breathe and allow your awareness to move with your breath. Breathe into the very heart of you. Connect to the sacredness of your heart. As you breathe and deepen your connection to the heart of you, you can become aware of a deepening, perhaps a seeking, an acknowledgement of all those working in light at this time, seeking connection. And as your heart energy naturally begins to expand, so it seeks to meet and greet your fellow brothers and sisters in light. Calling to one another from the heart. Calling your hearts together as one. Your heart energy and their heart energy coming together as one heart. Take a moment to connect and give gratitude to each and every one of them, as each and every one of them gives gratitude to you. Give gratitude for this connection. For this ongoing, supporting, growing network of light. Getting stronger and stronger. You're not alone. You're part of this great network. This network of light weaving its magic across the globe, unifying all as one. As we remember the power of our sacred connection to each other, we increase the power of this network of light. It wraps around the earth, creating a beautiful blanket of love. This connection can never be lost. It's always here. Though at times like this, as you place your attention and intention into this shared space, so this network of light increases and its potency is utilized for healing and transformation. This is a potent network of light. You are part of this powerful network. Breathe in the magic of this blessed space and know that you breathe together as one. One breath, one unified field, one consciousness expanding with infinite potential, unified in its intention to birth a new earth. Intuitively sense this network of light expanding far out into the cosmos, exploring, experiencing, ever expanding to receive and be guided by its creative potential, the infinite possibilities. Allow your heart to be one with the heart of the galaxy. Breathe as one with this inspirational, creative, omnipotent power. Allow your heart to soar and sing in unity with the songs of the cosmic heart. Breathe these songs of the light, their celestial music, their creative power, their richness and inspiration. Breathe them right into your bones, through your body, into every cell of your being, through all the layers of your transforming and emerging self, right through to the soles of your feet, and on into the richness of the soil of the earth below. On and on into the rocks and into the crystalline structures, and on into the sacred temple with its magnetizing power at the heart of the earth. Be gently drawn into the heart, the sacred temple of the earth herself. Feel her draw you in, pulling you closer and closer, holding you so tightly. And there, at this most auspicious time, receive your own sacred blessing from the earth herself, as she holds you, as she holds you in the most beautiful, secure, and sacred embrace. I see you, she says, as she holds you close. I see you. The songs of the light all around seem to bring an illuminated background of sound. I hear you, she says. I hear you. The sound of the light, the songs of the stars, singing to the heart of the earth, and you, there, to to witness the power of this unified symphony. There, to see the light calling forth the new cycle, a new cycle coming into being. And you're there to see it, to hear it, to feel it, to embody it, to be it. I see you. I hear you. I call to you and you come. She seems to know you better than you know yourself. And as you breathe in this moment of deep inner reflection, so you are gently transported like a dream into a garden not yet awakened, but ready to emerge. These are my wishes, she says on the breeze. These are the crystals. They will bring you such wisdom when you allow. And these plants are your medicine, and you must nurture them well. This water which flows with great love and devotion, and so you must give gratitude for it daily, and flow as it does, and watch it, and learn from it. It will show you how to tend to my garden, and it will show you how to nurture my plants, and it will show you that it is not an it, but it is benevolence, and it enriches everything, including you, when you allow. These are my bulbs and my seeds. And this is a time when I breathe my magic into each and every one of them. And I seal that magic with a kiss. A kiss which shows each that I love it for being unique and coming forth in its own beautiful way. As I kiss each one and breathe magic into it as a blessing for all which it will become, know that you too are kissed and you too are blessed, and I too watch over you as you emerge in this my garden. The dream, the power of its magic, moves you so deeply that you are transported in time to the garden in full bloom. And you see what has emerged. And you tend to it as if the whispers on the breeze show you exactly what she needs. And you hear her so clearly. And you rest in her arms under the dappled shade of a beautiful tree. Maybe there you will write some poetry. Maybe you will dance and or sing. Maybe you will create weave, paint, work some clay. May you weave your magic in your own devotional way. There are seeds to plant. There is much to do. It's a time of freshness, a time for the new. Clear out the clutter. Let it go, let it go. Make some space in your life for those new seeds to grow. Rest now. You are held, and all is well. A ceremonial blessing is about to bring you a deeper connection to your own inner wisdom, guidance, and intuition. The darkness and the shadows have brought so much to your awareness. And as you receive this Imulk sacred blessing, so you will begin your own preparation to emerge restored, ready to awaken. The awakening of a new earth cycle brings the opportunity to awaken further the vision of a new earth for all. Take your time as you embody the richness of the blessing offered here and know that a new cycle of your life is about to begin. A new cycle of your life is about to begin, and you're here to shine, to be strong in your intuitive wisdom, and to follow your own inner guidance, and be part of this awakening to light. Breathe. You are the power and the potential rising, emerging, getting stronger now day by day. Let nothing stop you from coming into being. Let nothing get in your way. You are the light emerging, and you are the shadows falling away. You are the power and magnificence of the cosmos, birthing itself in a new, beautiful, and unique way. You are the light. Shine bright. Be blessed. Receive your blessing in full now, and breathe, and rest. And so it is, and so it is.